That song is called The Tubes Are Okay.
Thank you.
The last many, many shows, we've been playing those songs at the very end. So it feels kind of funny to be doing the loudest songs at the very beginning. So we'll take it down a notch. Okay. You can sit back down now if you want. We are Siln. Siln is something that you all might have seen last night if anybody was watching the moon on the water, because it's actually a word for the reflection of the moon on the water. We saw some really beautiful sights of that last night in the form of pretty amazing eclipse. We were in San Diego last night and there was a very wild event of mass people and chants and bongos and visions, amongst other things, all in a deep, 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 deep fog. But it was beautiful. The moon, anyway. A lot of our songs are about that, but this one is about a volcano in Iceland. Thank you.
fun to do that last part at the end. Honestly, that was maybe like the best. I think our voices had like melded in that song, like this whole tour. It's like no electricity.
Oh, then well, it's back.
What do you want to do next? Let's do that. Yeah, I don't even need a microphone for that, so I'll just keep going with that. Yeah. For the baby back there. It's the cutest headphones I've ever seen. Always get
bullshit, or so you claim, about our past, no other name but this. Not a thing we can do. We're from Anacortes, Washington. Drove a long ways. We went to our furthest, most southern point last night, and it seemed really appropriate that it was the night of the full moon at its fullest and the lunar eclipse, and now we're like on our way back up. And it feels really good. Feeling the ground below your feet, moving across it. It's really strange being in a new city and only being in it for such a small time. And you get like a little picture of like a place that you're in, and then you just move on to the next place, take another picture, hope it's a good one. Maybe there's some new friends in it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our good friend Jesse.